effects. And ever, the surprising studies reveal quite the opposite. So what has turned the sexual activities of the so-called hookup generation on its head? Well, tell us how producer Mina Kitsos reports.
Although they may be widely considered the hookup generation, millennials are actually having less sex than Gen Xers and baby boomers, according to a US study. Researchers found that the proportion of young adults aged between 20 and 24 who reported having no sexual partner after the age of 18 increased 6% from those born in the 1960s and 15% from young adults born in the 1990s. The study suggests a number of reasons for the change, from fear-based sex ed in the 90s to the emergence of new technology and the impact of feminism. Sex therapist Tanya Collins says the increased availability of sex due to social media, as well as the popularity of dating apps like Tinder, Bumble, and Happn, has completely changed hookup culture. For girls in particular, it sparked a cultural change, as the option to swipe left or right, she says, has created a more even playing field.
It's turned into something that you can kind of dial up now, or swipe, basically, to just get. You don't have to go out there and socialise and work to get it. It's very, very easy. So now you've got like a smorgasbord of people to look at, and it's as simple as swiping left or right. But I think a lot of young women are like taking back that label slut and owning it, going, well, you know, I want to have sex and I can do it whenever and with whomever I like. And I think that's not a bad thing.
Unprecedented access to pornography is considered another huge factor, with smartphones proving distraction devices in the bedroom. In 2016 alone, pornographic video sharing site Pornhub had 23 billion visits, equating to 64 million visits a day. Ms. Cohen says technology can mar sexual experience, creating dissociative behavior and even erectile dysfunction in young men.
So instead of, you know, getting Dad's Dirty Magazine from under the bed when Dad's out on occasion, they now, it's on their phone, they can have a wank 24/7, and they look at a lot of porn and they go down the rabbit hole, so looking at more and more and more, and they're raising their biological set point by getting more and more aroused by different things.
The changing role of women is another major factor affecting attitudes towards sex. The growing career and study focus of both female and male millennials is considered a prime catalyst to reduce time spent pursuing physical relationships. It's a notion backed by Professor of Women's Studies, Chilla Bolbeck, who points out a huge flaw in the research, that the author's definition of sex as penile penetration is blindly heterosexist, failing to take into account other forms of sex.
The question on which it is based asks how many partners you have had sex with, apparently asking both males and females about male and female partners. So one explanation might be that more young women are gay or bi and their sex doesn't fit the definition used later in the article.
The rising age of marriage in the last 40 years and the lower likelihood of people in their 20s having spouses is another reason for decreased sexual activity among youth. The study also revealed a trend towards sexual inactivity among millennial women in particular. 15% of 20 to 24-year-olds had not had sex since coming of age, which is a 6% bump from the early 90s rates. Professor Juliet Richters from the International Academy of Sex Research suggests the research doesn't indicate millennials are having less sex, but rather a higher proportion are not sexually active.
On average, people have more partners now. And there'd also be more people who are having casual sex, either looking for a new regular partner or because they're into sleeping around. They may not have sex all that often, but they're chopping up new partners.
So, millennials might not simply be having less sex, rather less heterosexual sex or less sex with more people. This is Mina Kitsos reporting for 2SCR.